Chapter 15. Preparations to move the ark to Jerusalem. David made him houses in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, "No one ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for Yahweh has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever." David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of Yahweh to its place, which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brothers, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Azaiah the chief, and his brothers, 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brothers, 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brothers, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brothers, 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brothers, 112. David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Azaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you didn't carry it at first, Yahweh our God broke out against us in anger, because we didn't seek him according to the ordinance." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel. The priests and Levites carry the ark. The children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of Yahweh. David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brothers, the singers, with instruments of music, stringed instruments, and harps, and cymbals, sounding aloud and lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brothers, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brothers, Ethan, the son of Cushea, and with them their brothers of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Unai, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphelehu, and Micneah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the doorkeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed with cymbals of brass to sound aloud, and Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Unai, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with stringed instruments set to Elamoth, and Mattathiah, and Eliphelehu, and Micneah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, and Azaziah, with harps tuned to the eight-stringed lyre, to lead. Kenaiah, chief of the Levites, was over the song. He instructed about the song, because he was skillful. Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah and Joshaphat and Nethanel and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaiah and Eliezer, the priests, did blow the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. Moving the ark to Jerusalem. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. It happened when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh that they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites who bore the ark, and the singers, and Kenaniah, the master of the song with the singers, and David had on him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, sounding aloud with stringed instruments and harps. It happened, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out at the window and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.